games and his future. Much as he enjoyed keeping his body in what passed for top physical condition, he didn't want to make it his whole life. He liked riding his motorcycle and he liked working out, but not enough to lose himself in either one of those things like it was a new religion. The truth was, he was still hung up on the old one. Which was why he was here, staring down at a long pour of whiskey and wondering why the hell he hadn't taken one of the security jobs he'd been offered. They were everywhere. Los Angeles, Chicago, New York. Slick corporate outfits looking for men with Blue's set of skills and experience. Some were even run by former SEALs just like him. SEALs took care of their own, which meant Blue knew he could find a place if he needed one, but he wasn't ready to be taken care of just yet. He might have retired, and Lord knew he had aches and pains and scars, inside and out, that his 17-year-old, newly enlisted self couldn't possibly have imagined. And it made him feel a hell of a lot older than he was, because he knew what he'd been capable of at his peak, but none of that mattered. He wasn't done. The kind of work he'd done as a SEAL required a pinpoint accuracy he didn't quite have anymore. He'd accepted that. Part of training to be consistently excellent meant always knowing his limitations. And with young guys coming up all the time, there was no sense holding on when he knew he couldn't deliver the way he wanted to. He refused to let his teammates and his country down. And Blue might have been carrying a mess or two around inside him, but he wasn't that narcissistic. If he wasn't giving 200% at the highest level of peak physical performance, he was holding his teammates back. That was unacceptable. He was done with his beloved SEALs. But he wasn't ready to resign himself to a life of playing bodyguard for rich old men and their snot-nosed kids. And he'd believed in what he'd done for the last 20 years. So mercenary work held about as much appeal to him as rolling up to the bikers he'd seen at bars all over these United States and pretending he respected men who brayed about freedom while spitting on everything he'd put his life on the line to defend. Pass. The good news was, Blue's version of a scaled-back level of physical performance, not good enough for the kind of SEAL missions he'd been a part of, made him look like a god in comparison with a regular person. He could still meet all the buds' training standards at competitive levels, thank you. He could still kick just about any ass he encountered, for that matter, and could probably defuse the situation before it got there, even out here in an Alaskan bar that seemed chock full of the kind of men who wrestled bears for fun on a slow winter's night. He might have been walking among regular people again, but he wasn't quite a civilian. The truth was, Blue didn't have the slightest idea how to be a civilian and didn't really want to learn. Which was why he was here, running down legends he should have known better than to imagine could be real. When he was done with this wild goose chase into the snowy Alaskan wilderness and had finished surrendering his dignity and self-respect to an urban legend, Blue thought now, he could always kick it up a notch and go deep into the X-Files thing. Head down to the misty forests in Washington and Oregon and look for a Sasquatch, maybe. Go look for UFOs in Roswell. Hunt down the goddamn Tooth Fairy while he was at it. All sounded far more likely to be real than a mysterious special ops unit operating out of a fishing village, stuck up on stilts in the Alaskan panhandle, accessible only by boat or plane or summertime cruise ship. Maybe he'd even chant names into a mirror at midnight with a candle, like in that old ghost story, to see if something appeared. At least that would provide him with some entertainment. Blue knocked back what was left of his whiskey and turned to go, figuring he'd find a room in one of the handful of lodges and inns on this mountainous little island, and maybe rethink those bodyguard offers after all. Why not trail around after doughy businessmen and self-obsessed celebrities? A lot of guys did it. He was sure he'd adapt eventually. He'd been a SEAL for 20 years. He was good at adapting. It had been his job, his calling, his entire life. But when he slid off the bar stool and turned to go, automatically checking the exits and any potential problems with a single...